That sure sounds like a fun book and workbook. So for your family travels, ask for it here. See it right in front of me. Travel the great states and help celebrate America's 250th, you know, leading up to and maybe even after the big birthday here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are. Family, your chance to win in Tuesday trivia. Give you an idea about the prize here this morning, but that'll be after 7:15. In the meantime, this is First Thoughts. And, yeah, I came across this yesterday. Study finds many are improving in health as they age. New research shows many adults are improving in their health as they get older. A study done by Yale University shows close to half of adults ages 65 and older had improvements in cognitive function, physical function, or both as they got older. Researchers looked at 11,000 participants in the health and retirement study. Becca Levy, the lead author of the study, says many people equate aging with an inevitable and continuous loss of physical and cognitive abilities, but the study found that improvement in later life is not rare. It's common. And tip my hat to my mom and my stepdad. They are in their mid-80s. And even as I called to wish him a happy Father's Day on Sunday, they had gotten done with a walk in Cedarburg. They live in Tosa, southeastern Wisconsin, and so proud of them. Still working out at the WAC, the Wisconsin Athletic Club, three times a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Walking, exercising. That is huge, 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 right? Yeah. Also came across this tip here real quick. Smokers may try to quit 30 times before it sticks. An estimated 25 to 30 million U.S. adults are still smoking. And a survey finds about 70% would like to quit, but it won't be easy. A study finds the typical smoker will try to quit 30 times before it sticks. Today in history, on this day in 1972, Richard Nixon signed the Higher Education Act. Title IX bars sex bias in athletics at colleges receiving federal assistance. On this day in 1995, the man credited with delivering the first vaccine to combat polio, Dr. Jonas Salk, died.
It was possible to do something about it, and that freed the parents of Thea and freed the children to live a normal life.
Salk was 80 years old. Yeah, yeah. Vaccine to combat polio. And then also on this day in 2009.
From Hollywood, The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson.
TV icon Ed McMahon passing away at the age of 86.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
work as Johnny Carson's announcer and sidekick for 30 years on The Tonight Show, had been battling a number of health issues when he died 17 years ago. His TV credits also including the talent scouting series Star Search and his spokesman duties for the American Family Publishers Sweepstakes. Right? Somebody show up in your house and you're like, you won. You're kidding. All right. Finally, we close it out with First Thoughts closes out with Live in Grace, Walk in Love, the devotional book from Bob Goff. And today, for June 23rd, the most beautiful scenery in the world is when our friends come into view. Ecclesiastes 4, 9, and 10 says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. Goff writes, one of the greatest miracles of living in the 21st century is how extensively we can travel. No previous generation has had the gift of being able to step on an airplane so easily, lean back for a nap, and wake up on the other side of the world. No matter where we are in the morning, by the evening, we can lie on the floor of the Sistine Chapel or float in the Dead Sea. Traveling opens our eyes to see beauty in ways our great-grandparents couldn't have imagined. But after a trip, as the plane touches down and we drive the last stretch home, we're reminded that the most beautiful scenery in the world is when our friends come into view. Even the best moments from our trips don't quite compare to the hugs and smiles we get when we walk through the doors of our homes and into the arms of our loved ones. Boredom and discontentment spread like germs. They whisper lies to us in our daily routines, telling us we'd be happier if we could be free to go wherever we want, whenever we want. They try to entice us with the freedom we could enjoy if only we weren't tied down by all the responsibilities that come with being invested in a community. But Bob Goff says the strings that tie us to the people we love are the ropes that pull us up when life gets hard. Don't believe the lie that you would experience more beauty if you could only get a break from the people you're sharing your life with. The most beautiful view in the world is the sight of the faces who show up for you no matter what. Today's question, do you need to re-see the beauty in someone in your life? Do you need to re-see the beauty in someone in your life?
So this is something that I learned embarrassingly recently, that there's a little arrow next to the gas icon on your dashboard that tells you what side of the vehicle your gas tank is on. Because always, always, always with former vehicles, I would forget and inevitably would pull up to the gas pump with the gas tank on the opposite side, and then you have to pull around. Well, there's a little arrow that says, hey, it's over here. I just learned that within the last few years.
Yeah, I don't know that I knew it even until this morning. I mean, I always just tried to be cognizant.
You'd probably just remember.
I'm just, okay, it's on this side. And it's different for different vehicles, like in your family, right? So here's the deal. That arrow, which tells you which side the fuel door is on, was invented after a rainy day mistake in the 80s.
So former Ford engineer Jim Moylan pulled a company car up to a gas pump on the wrong side and wondered why cars didn't simply tell drivers where the fuel door was.
Yeah, so he proposed adding a small arrow next to the fuel gauge to indicate the side of the fuel filler, and Ford adopted the idea for its 1989 models before it spread across the entire auto industry worldwide.
So look for that right now as you're in your car. It's like, hey, there's that little arrow. It tells you what side you fill up on. Moylan, who died at age 80 just last year, never patented the idea, sought recognition, never did that. He never received compensation for it either. Come on, Ford.
However, he did pass away knowing that his helpful little arrow is known as the Moylan arrow.
And now we can't use that for trivia. What is a Moylan arrow? Because we've told you. But yeah, the Moylan arrow, I appreciate it, Jim. Thank you so much.
But maybe his kids and grandkids are like, wow, we could have pocketed.
Could have pocketed quite a bit for that little arrow idea when the entire auto industry took part.
All right, let's play trivia, Tuesday trivia, and a different prize today.
Yes, so today we have four tickets, two adult and two child tickets for Safari Country. They're a new advertiser here. They're in Baldwin, open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 5. You can explore exotic wildlife from the comfort of your car. This is pretty cool. Get up close with a Brahma, antelope, ostrich, and many more animals in their free-range habitat. And then there's a drive-through area, but then you can get out of your car and enjoy another animal area on foot. Family-friendly fun, educational as well, too. Got to keep those kids' brains sharp during the summer. So safaricountrywi.com. And we're going to get two adults and two children in for free if they can solve our Tuesday trivia question.
All right. So, again, the number in a moment, 723-2555, 723-2555 for that safari location there in Baldwin. But we got to ask the question.
We do indeed. And it seems like sometimes our questions have to do with injuries, and that's just where we're at today again as well. So today's Tuesday trivia question is this. Over 30,000 people are injured by what each year? Over 30,000 people are injured by this each year for two adult and two child tickets for Safari Country in Baldwin. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 to guess.
All right. So you get your best chance to get it. I mean, if you're first come, first serve, you get it right. And we've had it happen before. A young man in Augusta not that long ago was the first caller. He got it right away, so you never know.
715-723-2555, the Tuesday trivia question here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Over 30,000 people are injured by this, by what, each year?
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Henry from Menominee, Courtesy
Cat. Yeah, hi. Hi, Henry. What do you think?
I say a car accident.
A car accident. Over 30,000 people injured by a car accident each year. Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry, Henry.
Thank you for the call, Henry. Always appreciate hearing from you. Call back, 715-723-2555.
The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
715-723-2555 for a chance to win two adult and two children's tickets for Safari Country. Super cool in Baldwin, one of our newest WWIB advertisers.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
All right, Chloe, what's your guess?
Tripping on the stairs.
Tripping on the stairs.
Has that happened to you, Chloe?
No.
Oh, okay. Well
done. Because it certainly happened to me.
That's not the right answer. Thanks, Chloe.
Thank you, Chloe. Two in a row from Menominee. 715-723-2555. Over 30,000 people are injured annually by what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clint from Fall Creek.
All right.
So what do you think?
Breaks the Menominee streak. Go ahead, Clint.
Could it be paper cut?
Could be a paper cut. Those are painful.
But, you know, probably not hospitalized. But the hospital is not. What's the question again?
Over 30,000 people are injured by what each year? So we're not necessarily saying, at least not at this point, we're not necessarily saying that it's a hospital-worthy injury.
Just could injury.
Be. All could right. be. You know what stinks? cardboard cuts, like when you're opening an Amazon package or something like that.
Yeah, look out for that. Could that be it? That's not Clint. Sorry, thanks.
Sorry, Clint. We just kind of drug that out. 715-723-2555.
All right, and keep those answers coming here on WWIB, where we are family. We'll get the better theme music going and continue with your answers. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tommy from Gilman.
Hey, Tommy, what do you think?
Fish hook in the hand.
You know what? This time of year.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's a completely very seasonal guess. Could that be it for Tommy? Sorry, man.
Good to hear from Pirate Country there in Gilman. Over 30,000 people are injured by this each year for two child and two adult tickets to Safari Country in Baldwin. Super cool place.
All right, we'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Lena from Guinness.
What do you think, Lena?
Is it fireworks accident?
You know what? Apropos to this time of year.
Very appropriate guess. And boy, if Caleb and I were thinking, that would just kind of fit right in like a public service announcement. But that is not it. So
get your fireworks, though, from another new advertiser here at WWIB over the last few years. But maximum load fireworks save 30 to 50% over those tents.
Arcadia, right?
Yeah.
All right. Two more guesses before 8 o'clock. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Victoria from La Crosse.
All right, Victoria. Great to hear from you in La Crosse. What do you think?
Poked in the eye.
Yeah, stick in the eye, that's never any good, right? But that is not what we're looking for. Sorry, Victoria.
Over 30,000 people are injured by what? By this each year.
We're open to one more guess if you got it in yet at 723-2555. Otherwise, it's going to be after 845 because we'll have an in-studio guest next hour.
Yeah, so we'll give you about an hour to think about this. If we don't get it right now, 715-723-2555. Over 30,000 people are injured each year by what?
Something tells me Chloe in Menominee has one more guess. Is that, am I right here?
Yeah.
All right, Chloe. What do you think?
Bloody nose.
A bloody nose.
She's thought it over, consulted with the family, come up with bloody nose. Caleb, is that it?
It is not.
Sorry, Chloe.
Again, plausible guesses, but just not what we're looking for in this case. So we'll give you an hour to chew on this a little bit. Again, we're chatting with our friend Becky from Wisconsin Foster Closet around 8:15. So about 8:45, we will give you another shot at Tuesday trivia. See if we can solve it on a Tuesday before it becomes Win It Wednesday. And in the meantime, check out SafariCountryWI.com to see how cool this place is that you could win tickets to. Our first Summer Smiles event of 2026 is tomorrow from 11 to 1 at Chick-fil-A in Eau Claire. And if you're familiar with our Summer Smiles events, we want to have fun, but we want our fun to have a purpose. We want to build back into the community and feature a different worthy nonprofit cause organization each time. And so tomorrow we are featuring Wisconsin Foster Closet. And so Becky joins us. You might know Becky from EVIV Over Flowers Framing and Gifts in Chippewa Falls. And Becky's on the board for Wisconsin Foster Closet. Becky, welcome here to WWIB and great to have you with.
Wonderful to be here.
So for those who are saying, what in the world is Wisconsin Foster Closet? Because I think no matter how much the word gets out, there's always going to be people saying, I've never heard of this before. So can you explain a little bit about what you guys do?
Sure. I think the minute that I heard about the Wisconsin Foster Closet, it drew my heart right in, because what it does is it provides foster families a place to go and get foster kids coming into care, get set up with what they need, the very basics of what they need. But it's very special because the kids get to shop.
Yeah.
So they feel like they're at a Kohl's and they're able to pick out 7 new outfits, get a backpack with their school supplies. They often come with nothing. So they come with like a garbage bag of their personal belongings, or they're able to take 0 things. So they're coming into this new family with nothing that they can call their own. So they get to pick out clothes that fit them and are cute. A lot of times they're brand new and sometimes they're slightly used. Get new underwear, socks, just get a good start and that 1 week's of clothing. And then when the season changes, they're able to do that again.
And that's something that, again, just to empower that child who a lot of times maybe was taken out of a situation very, very quickly. And My sister fosters, and you hear about these things all the time in the foster community, a child being taken out so quickly, and maybe they throw a few things in a garbage bag. But what does that do to a child when it's kind of like, well, my stuff is trash, am I trash? And to have an organization like Wisconsin Foster Closet that says, no, you're worthy, and you're worthwhile, and we're going to treat you as such.
Yes, I think just showing those kids how important they are and that they're meant to be here and they deserve something good is so special and a worthy cause.
Now, Becky, you guys are open in Menominee 9 to 3, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So how does that work? Can people just show up? Do they need to contact you in advance? Or
yeah, so most places, they'll call ahead just to make sure that they're there. This is run 100% volunteer-based. No one is paid in this organization. So just to make sure someone's there and able to help them. Also, they're there for emergency care and so can open via appointment also. So they're flexible as far as hours go, and they just need to let the foster families need to let the agency know what county they're through so they can connect with them, and then they're able to come in and be served as soon as they need it.
And you mentioned what county they're from, because yes, this is in Menominee, but there's not really a geographic limit as far as where a foster family can come, right, where people can come from and say, you know, if I'm from further away, if this is a help to me, then I can show up and make that appointment and come.
Correct. We'd like to get the word out there because we want all the foster families to know that they're loved and supported. There's also a support group that meets once a month for those families, and that's just for the foster parent to come in and ask questions or just be able to vent and be in a group of people that have maybe been through the same thing that they have. So lots of great resources as well.
And while we're excited to raise as much money as we can for Wisconsin Foster Closet in Menominee tomorrow at Chick-fil-A, 11 to 1, I see at your website at wifostercloset.org. You've got your own car and bike show August 8th, right?
Yes, very exciting. So right now we're looking for cars and bikes to enter to get a great show going. So if you have a cool car or motorcycle and you want to bring it, go to the Facebook page for more information for Wisconsin Foster Closet, and we'll get you set up. And entry is $25 for that. And then it will be a free event for families to come and enjoy. And there will be a lot of different kids events there as well as the car and bike show.
And then one other thing we want to highlight, and again, you can find out more at the website, wifostercloset.org. But the Facebook page, if you're on social media, Wisconsin Foster Closet Inc. on Facebook, updated very regularly. I know I follow it. And so there's a lot of different things you do. I know Christmas is a really big time. A lot of children are served through what you do at Christmas. But also getting into back to school time. I know kids are probably covering their ears right now. It's like, it's not back to school time. But for caregivers, for parents, it's getting to be that time. And so through the month of July, up until August, you are seeking donations from the community for back to school items. And the same as clothing, empowering the children by giving them their choice of outfits and helping these children in foster and kinship care. Having their own back to school items and nice items is certainly really, really important.
Yes, so about 150 to 200 families are served by the back-to-school program. Right now, they're looking for smaller backpacks for the younger children. They have a pretty good supply of the larger backpacks. So small backpacks, they're looking for things like erasers, pencils, dry erase markers is the black ones. That's a big one that they could use. Glue sticks and pencil boxes. Those are kind of the main things that they'll be looking for, and those can be donated to the Menominee office. If you have a hard time making it to Menominee because you're in Eau Claire or Chippewa, I can definitely help you. Message us on Facebook, and I'll make sure that I can meet you somewhere.
Fantastic. Becky, thank you so much for joining us, sharing more about Wisconsin Foster Closet. I know we'll be doing more tomorrow, sharing about it during the event at Chick-fil-A, but I know this is a cause that's close to my heart because my little sister taking on that role of being a foster parent, and then realizing more and more people in my church and community seeing the absolute need and necessity of caring foster parents. And so thank you for coming alongside the parents and the children with what you guys do. We appreciate it so much.
Thanks for having us, and thanks for what you guys do.
Thank you, Becky. I appreciate that. Again, that's 11 to 1 tomorrow. Chick-fil-A, been hearing about it. We'll continue to tell you about it. And let's support Wisconsin Foster Closet to the best of our ability.
Tuesday trivia try number two here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. For a prize, we have two adult and two child passes for Safari Country in Baldwin. They're open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 5. You can explore exotic wildlife from the comfort of your car. Get up close with a Brahma, an antelope, an ostrich, and many more animals in their free-range habitats. And then after the drive-through, you can get out of your car and enjoy another animal area on foot. It's super cool. Family-friendly fun, educational as well. SafariCountryWI.com, SafariCountryWI.com. That's Safari Country in Baldwin. You can win your way in with the WIB Wake Up Show right here, right now, if you can answer this question. Over 30,000 people are injured by this each year. Over 30,000 people are injured by what each year? 715-723-2555.
We had a lot of great guesses the first time an hour ago, but no winner.
715-723-2555. Over 30,000 people are injured by what each year? Some of the incorrect guesses. It's not car accidents, tripping on the stairs, paper cuts, fish hooks in the hand, fireworks, being poked in the eye, or getting a bloody nose. Good guesses. Could be plausible, could be possible, but just not what we're looking for. Over 30,000 people injured by what each year? Give us a call for a chance to win your way into Safari Country in Baldwin.
And I'm at the site, too, and wow, it feels like going to Africa.
It's just cool.
It really is. All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jen from Menominee.
All right, Jen, go ahead.
Is it garage doors?
Yeah, those garage door injuries. Possible, right?
I know
of a friend. It's not a laughing matter. No, I know of a friend who had a horrible accident from that. If you don't realize it's coming down and it hits you or something, but that is not what we're looking for. Thanks.
715-723-2555. I think that's our third different person from Menominee. We appreciate the support of Dunn County. Thanks for listening to WWIB.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry calling from Osseo.
Great to hear from you, Sherry. What do you think the answer is?
I have a couple friends that have gotten hurt this way. Tripping on an office chair, like in an office accident.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, office accident. So tripping on an office chair.
Kind of a Dick Van Dyke over the ottoman or something
right? Close
to that.
Yes. Okay.
But they didn't do the little tuck and roll like he does.
And he made it to 100 too, right? Yeah. So could that be it? It's not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Good to hear from Asya. Thank you for the call, Sherry. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Over 30,000 folks injured by what each year?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tommy from Gilman.
Hi, Tommy.
What do you think?
I'm thinking bowling.
Bowling accidents.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in terms of the injury, you got a heavy ball there.
Well, I mean, you could drop it on yourself, but also you can throw out a shoulder or something like that. Sure.
Sure.
Did Fred Flintstone ever drop it on his bare toe? I don't know. Did he use bowling shoes? That's not the answer. Anyhow, thanks.
Thank you for the call from Gilman, 715-723-2555. Two adult and two child tickets for Safari Country in Baldwin. What we're giving away here today, Tuesday Trivia on WWIB.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
Chloe, your
what
first
you
guest this segment. What do you think it is?
Sneezing.
Oh, yeah. Kind of throw your back out with a sneeze.
We older folk have found that, yes, you can absolutely hurt yourself sneezing.
It can happen, but that's not it, Chloe. Thanks. Try again.
Thanks, Chloe. Over 30,000 people are injured by this each year.
We'll take three more tries. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jen from Menominee again.
All right, Jen, you're determined. It'd be great to win these passes, right?
Yes. Would it be like a boating accident?
A boating accident. Certainly could be.
Stuff can happen. Please wear your life preservers here with the upcoming holiday weekend. Could that be it? Sorry, Jen.
Thank you. 715-723-2555 as Tuesday Trivia continues.
All right. No guesses at the moment, but we're open to a couple more. 715-723-2555.
Over 30,000 people are injured by what annually?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry calling from Whitehall.
All right, Sherry.
Trying to start their lawnmower, you know, when you do the pull the cord thing.
We're thinking of all the ways.
I'm just thinking of all the ways that, yes, I have been injured. And I probably could say I've been injured by that when I tugged it too vigorously because it refused to start should.
Frustrating. Could that be it? It's not it, Sherry. Thanks.
Thank you, Sherry.
Like we created a new forensics category, which is, you know, speaking competition, which is radio callers, and you have to respond to whatever they say. All right, you're the last one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Diane from Dobbsville.
All right, Double D, what do you think here?
How about wild animals? You know, you're feeding squirrels and raccoons and stuff. You get bit or scratched or whatever.
It's a jungle out there.
You think we'd be that clever to fit that into an animal location like that? Would just be such a nice fit, right? But that is not the answer. Sorry, Diane. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you for all the calls. We will give you another shot at this on a Win It Wednesday after 7:15 tomorrow morning. If we don't get it then the clues start as we try to get somebody to Safari Country in Baldwin, two adult and two child tickets. Again, it's safaricountrywi.com. Check it out. It's a beautiful day. Might be a great day to take a little trip over there to Baldwin and enjoy that for yourself.
It really is something. Home to over 30 unique species. Wow.